is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You still have green bean casserole in your hair.
Just eat your sundae, Olivia.
Don't get irritated with me, Matthew. I'm not the one who rigged the lunch tray over the door.
Why does Jay have to do stuff like that?
Just ignore it.
Easy for you to say. You don't have vegetable chunks in your hair. And he did it after I helped him with his history report. So much for trying to be nice.
Why even bother? It's Jay.
Well, how are those sundaes?
Mmm, great, Mr. Whitaker. This marshmallow peanut butter might be my new favorite.
Well, I'm glad. Connie will get anything else you need. I have to leave.
What's with all the Bibles? Where are you going?
Oh, I started a Bible study at a halfway house in Connellsville.
A halfway house? Why wasn't it finished?
Well, a halfway house is a home for former prisoners who are making their way back into society. It's halfway between the prison world and our world. You should come with me sometime. It's always interesting and good ministry.
Well, I promised my grandma I'd help her unpack.
Ooh, Lucia's here already?
Yeah, she got here yesterday, and the moving truck showed up last night.
She's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, at least 4 recliners. I mean, you could put them together and make a couch.
And I saw 6 boxes marked doilies. I'm not even sure I know what a doily is.
Well, I better get going. She's gonna wonder where I am.
Tell her welcome to Odyssey from me.
Okay, I will. Thanks. See you later. Bye, Matthew.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you're not helping your grandmother unpack, Matthew?
I'm in charge of technical operations.
Well, in that case, you're welcome to come with me to the halfway house, if your parents are okay with it.
Do I have to teach the Bible study?
Nope. You can help with the discussion time afterwards.
What do you discuss? The size of their biceps and the designs of their tattoos?
Well, they're not all like that.
Well, maybe I'll come. I'll call my mom.
Great. Though you may want to wash those green beans out of your hair first.
Aww. Hi, Nana.
Hi, my sweet Olivia. Come in. Come in. I'm sorry, it's such a mess.
Wow, you have a lot of stuff.
Stuff? It's taken me decades to collect these precious things, and you call them stuff.
What's in this jar? I've never seen stones like this. They're tiny.
Oh, those are your mother's baby teeth.
Oh, okay. So that's weird. Where do you keep the jar with her appendix? I'm kidding.
Are you here to help or critique my memorabilia?
I'm here to help. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, you can start with this box.
Oh, wait, any more old baby teeth in here?
Hey, Mira, if you come across any, let me know. I'm missing your Aunt Rosalita's.
Okay. Oh, old photographs. Here's you and Grandpa. He had hair.
Why, may he rest in peace.
And look at this one. Oh, of Mom as a little girl.
Why, that's me as a little girl.
Really? Who's this in the picture with you?
Ah, my dear friend Esperanza.
Esperanza. That means hope, doesn't it?
Well done. Yes, it does. And she was certainly that. Hopeful and eager and excited.
Oh, what's with the cheap necklace she's wearing?
Ah, cheap.
It looks like what I bought at the beach last summer for $1.
Shows what you know. That shell necklace is priceless, and it has a story behind it, a story that means a lot to me.
What's the story?
Put the dishes in the china cabinet while I tell you.
Okay.
Esperanza was my best friend. She was like the little sister I never had. We grew up on the same road and spent every waking moment together. We were different than each other, though. I was the sensible one, but she was always up for an adventure, constantly exploring, competing with the boys, climbing trees.
fresh fruit, Lucia. I win.
Oh, you always win, Esperanza, because you never tell me when we're racing.
Why do I have to tell you? Don't you know we're always racing? Look at the view from up here. I can see Señor Castillo's farm.
Oh, this makes me dizzy. I can't look down.
Oh, cover your eyes, scaredy cat. Here, I have something to show you.
Whoa, what are you doing? Don't let go of the branch.
I have to get it out of my pocket.
Show me when you get down, please.
Here it is. See? My grandmother made it for me.
Wow, that's pretty. Where did she find those shiny shells?
From the beach, by the bluff.
Oh, it's beautiful. But why are you keeping it in your pocket? It's a necklace.
I don't want to lose it.
Can we get down now?
Sure. Yeah. Ow! What was that? What happened?
Something hit my leg.
Ow! And my back! Someone's throwing rocks.
Oh, let me guess. Juan.
He's over in the bushes. Juan! I see you! Come on.
He makes me so mad. I'm going to have a bruise.
Let's go talk to him.
Talk? I'll talk. With a stick.
Juan! Stop hiding and come out!
I wasn't hiding. Why are you throwing rocks at us?
Why not? The rock was here and you were there. Seemed like you should be together.
Like my hand in your head.
Would you like to play with us?
Esperanza!
Ha! Why would I want to play with a couple silly girls? I've got better things to do. Adios!
Oh, he's the rudest, most annoying boy I have ever met. Why do you always invite him to play with us?
Because maybe someday he will. My mama says he had a rough life.
Oh, no. That does not give him an excuse to be so mean.
Maybe he doesn't know better.
Doesn't know better? Esperanza, he glued your pigtails together. He put a dead frog in my sandwich. How can he not know that's mean? Sorry, but I don't want him around.
How can we expect him to change if we don't make friends with him?
Nothing can change him. He's mean through and through.
Oh, Lucia, I don't think so. My papa says we must always show love, no matter what. It does good.
It's a waste of time on some people. It does nothing.
No, love is never for nothing.
Nunca por nada. She said love is never for nothing. It always does good, even when we don't see it.
Do you believe that?
At the time, not so much. We should think about dinner. I made fresh tortillas for you.
Ooh, I thought you made fresh tortillas every day.
I do, because I know you'll come visit me every day. But we need to make the beans. I'll teach you how to do it right. Come to the kitchen.
So, did Juan really put a dead frog in your sandwich?
Oh, see? Oh, which is one reason I don't care much for sandwiches.
Okay. Any questions on what we've studied so far?
Yeah, I don't get what this David guy was trying to prove. The prophet said he would be king.
Yeah, and why didn't he get rid of Saul in that cave when he had the chance? That doesn't make sense. I mean, come on.
Oh, well, that's a good question. Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. David was a coward. He didn't want to do what he had to do.
That's right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really? Well, according to what we just read, David knew he had to wait for God's timing for him to be king. He couldn't take what God wasn't ready to give him. It was a matter of obedience and honor.
Thanks, Whit, but I'm afraid it's time to wrap up the meeting. These men have chores to do.
Well, thanks, Mr. Reyes. We'll talk more about this next time. I hope you all can make it.
Yeah. I just came for donuts.
Well, let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time. Bless these men and draw them closer to you. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for hosting the Bible study, Mr. Reyes.
Always a pleasure, Whit. And it's good to have you with us, Matthew.
I'm glad I came. It was interesting. But I don't think the men really cared about it. Well,
they showed up. They weren't forced to. That's something.
But they hardly said anything, except to make jokes.
Well, that's how it is for a while, until they know they can trust you.
Now, these guys are more difficult to reach than most people, Matthew.
Yeah. See, they need to see that you're genuinely committed to them. And that takes time and love, which is something you have to show again and again and again. Mm. Well, I need to supervise dinner. Stop by to see me before you leave.
Oh, we will.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Reyes.
So long.
You said Mr. Reyes is the director of this house?
Mm-hmm.
For a long time?
Well, he's been doing it for 10 years or so, I think.
I don't know how he does it. These guys are tough. And they probably did some pretty bad things.
Yeah, maybe.
Bet you see Jay here in a few years.
Jay? Why are you thinking about Jay?
Because he has the same attitude as these guys. I'll bet when they were in school, every one of them dropped green bean casserole into some poor kid's hair.
Well, you can ask them next time.
I'm just saying that it must be hard for Mr. Reyes to deal with a house full of Jays every day. And most of them probably don't care how nice he is to them. Just like Jay didn't care that I helped him with his homework.
Well, you heard what Mr. Reyes said. It's all about loving them.
You're telling me I have to do that with Jay?
Now, what do you think?
But he doesn't deserve it.
Exactly.
Well, that's hard.
Yeah, I know. But no one said doing the right thing would be easy.
Thanks, Nana.
You help your Nana, you should eat well.
So, what happened to Juan? Did Esperanza ever change him?
Change Juan? Are you joking? I never believed Juan would change, but Esperanza, well, she wouldn't give up. I remember one sweltering summer day down at the swimming hole. We'd just gotten out of the water.
Starving, Esperanza. Let's stop and eat our lunch. Oh, I can already taste my quesadilla.
Where did we leave our food?
Up by that tree. Esperanza, where's your necklace?
I have it. It's right here.
I thought you said you'd never take it off.
Well, this is different.
What's different?
Because I'm giving it to you.
Me?
Oh, happy birthday, Lucia.
What? But that's not until Saturday, and this necklace is from your grandmother.
Which makes it the most precious thing I own. And I want you to have it because you are my most precious friend.
Oh, Esperanza, I can't.
At least put it on. Here, I'll help you.
Well, okay.
There, it's beautiful.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you. It's good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, girls. What's happening?
Oh, no. Here comes Juan. Had your lunch.
What?
He always takes our lunches at school. I am not sharing with him when school's out.
If he's that hungry, I'll share mine. I have plenty, and he doesn't. Juan, come over here.
Oh, no. Esperanza, he ruins everything.
Hey, little chicks.
I am not a chick.
Have some of my lunch.
If you insist. Empanadas, my favorite. Mmm. Not bad. The only thing better would be some fruit.
I don't have any. Do you, Lucia?
Do you want my orange, Juan?
Good.
Thank you, Lucia.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the lunch. Are these your towels?
Yes. Why?
Have fun drying off without them.
Juan, come back here!
See you later. Thanks for the lunch, little chicks.
You see? We give him our lunch. He takes our towels, too.
The sun is hot enough. We'll be dry by the time we get home.
What do I keep telling you? Being nice to him doesn't make any difference. He's as mean as ever.
Never for nothing, remember? Like my papa says, we must show love.
Uh-huh.
Besides, Jesus loves Juan, so we ought to as well.
You're a saint, Esperanza. A real saint.
So, Nana, do you still have the necklace somewhere in all these boxes?
No. It's long gone. That's another part of the story.
There's more?
So much more.
Where have you been, Esperanza? We'll be late for school.
I took the horse out for a ride this morning.
Do you like my new blouse? Mother made it for my birthday.
Very pretty.
See? It looks nice with your necklace.
It's your necklace now.
It will always be your necklace. And if you ever want it back...
No. No. It's your necklace now.
I'm only saying that... Oh, no. It's Juan again.
Where?
Up ahead.
What's he doing?
He's standing under a tree.
He's throwing something up into the branches.
He's probably torturing a bird. Let's go around.
No, I want to see what he's doing. Juan, what's going on?
Nothing. Go away.
You heard him. Let's go.
What are you doing?
Since you're being so nosy, my shoe's up on that branch. Pablo and Miguel threw it up there.
And why would they do that?
They were upset because I borrowed their bike without asking.
Oh, I think that's called stealing.
That shoe is pretty high up.
You're an athlete, Juan. Climb up and get it.
Are you crazy? I don't like heights, especially when that side of the tree is hanging over Morelos Ravine. I wouldn't want to end up with a broken neck like Tomas did last year. Ugh, messy.
Mm-hmm.
I know. One of you girls climb up and get it for me.
Now you're the crazy one. It's your shoe. Get it yourself. Let's go, Esperanza.
I can do it. I'm good at climbing trees.
No, Esperanza, we're late for school.
It will only take a minute. Hold my books.
You're going to do it?
Come on, Esperanza.
Go on without me. I'll catch up.
This is funny. I can't believe she's climbing up there.
Oh, what do you expect? She's always good to you, Juan. She gives you things, she watches out for you, and you're still nasty to her.
You sure have a big mouth for such a little girl.
And you have a big head for such a little brain. Esperanza, you're scaring me. I want you to come down.
No, no, no. You can do it.
It's all right. I'm almost there.
What was that?
Esperanza, get down. The branch is breaking.
It's okay. I've almost got it.
No, get down.
Esperanza died from the fall.
Died? She died?
Si, I'm afraid so.
Esperanza died.
I couldn't either. I stayed in my room for 3 days, just crying. I couldn't eat. I didn't want to talk to anyone. But when it was time for her funeral, I knew I had to go. I wore her necklace proudly.
And what happened to Juan?
Juan. Oh, he came to the funeral. No one wanted him there. I didn't want him there. And it got ugly. Esperanza's cousin, a big man named Guillermo, was not happy to see Juan.
What are you doing here, Juan? How dare you come here? You're the reason Esperanza is dead.
I'm here to pay my respects.
Oh, we don't need your respects. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. You killed my cousin. You are a murderer.
It was an accident. I didn't know the branch would break.
You better walk away while I let you. In a minute, you won't be able to walk at all.
Leave me alone. I want to see her mother. I came to say I'm sorry.
Nobody wants your apologies. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Get out of here. In fact, get out of town.
Wait!
Lucia? Get back inside.
No. No, this is wrong. Esperanza would not have wanted this. Juan, I want you to stay.
What?
Lucia.
Go inside, Guillermo. Please.
Do what you want.
Lucia?
Don't misunderstand me, Juan. I am very angry at you. You always treated Esperanza poorly, even when she was kind to you.
I know.
But she loved you because Jesus loves you. That's what she said to me. She wanted to show you the love of Jesus. So,
She would want you to be here. She would want you to know she forgives you. And even though it's hard for me, I'm going to try to do that too, because it's what she would want. And it's what Jesus wants. So please, come inside. You will sit next to me.
I can't do that.
You will. You will be brave, Juan. Like she was. Here, hold on to this necklace. Think of her. Think of how she loved you. And come inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nana, that's so sad. Did Juan change after that?
He felt the responsibility for Esperanza's death, and some of the townspeople made sure he felt it. So he kept mostly to himself. A few months later, he and his grandmother moved out of town. I don't know where they went.
Well, whatever happened to the necklace?
Juan tried to give it back to me, but I told him to keep it. It seemed right that he should have it as a reminder of her love and goodness. I wanted to believe that it would lead to something good, like Esperanza did.
Well, did it?
I don't know. I never saw him again, but I still want to believe.
Wow. So, where should we hang this picture of you and Esperanza?
Oy, goodness. Somewhere special, as a reminder about loving people who are hard to love.
Oh, that's a reminder I could use. And Matthew, too.
Matthew?
Well, he has a wand that he's dealing with.
Oh, then you take the picture at home, if you would like to have it.
Really? Yeah, I would like that very much.
Bueno.
Come in.
Mr. Reyes, we're leaving now. Do you need anything before we go?
Yes. If you don't mind signing off on some of this paperwork. My bosses like to know how the men are spending their time.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Let me see here. Yeah.
So, Matthew, what did you think of your visit today?
It was all right. I'm still not sure it does any good.
You know, these visits mean more than you think. I've seen men change because someone took the time to show them God's love.
Well, I might come back.
This is interesting.
What?
The string of shells on your desk. What is it?
It's a necklace.
It looks like the one my sister bought at the beach last summer.
No, this one's a little older than that. And there's a story behind it. Something that changed my life. I'll tell you next time you come to visit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mr. Reyes. I'll see you next week.
Thank you. And Whit, I've told you before, you don't have to be so formal.
Of course. I'll see you next week, Juan.
What a powerful story. You might know 1 Corinthians 13:8, which starts with, "Love never fails." In Spanish, that would be, "El amor jamás se extingue." If you say that back in English, it means love never dies. God's love continues on, and when we let God's love work through us to touch the people around us, lives can be changed, just like we saw with Esperanza, Lucia, and Juan. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's episode, Never for Nothing, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow. Our cast included Selby Bruce as young Lucia, Kimberly Ledesma as Esperanza, Kelly Stables as Olivia, and Andre Stoika as Wit, along with Lucky Weeding, Zach Callison, Sage Ryan, and Ruben Garfias. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.